can we learn from the atom? It was the ancient Greeks that proposed that all the elements in the world have the same basic element called the atom. The atom, in fact, comes from the Greek word atomos, which means cannot be divided. Today we know that the atoms are the basis of everything in the world, but they can be divided. They can be divided into three basic elements, protons, electrons, and neutrons, which maybe they can also be divided further. But those same protons, neutrons, and electrons form the basis of everything in the world. Even though things look very, very different, it's hard for us to compare an inanimate object, a stone, to a human being and everything in the middle, animals, flowers. But actually, all of those things we know today are made from the same protons, neutrons, and electrons. What does this teach us? I think this teaches us, enhances a basic element of belief that we have, that everything in the world, even though there is such a myriad of things in the world, comes from a single source. And that single source is, of course, Hashem. And that single source wanted to teach us, hint to us, that everything comes from a single source. So he told us that if you look deep enough into something, deep enough, not just superficially on the outside, but to the electron, proton, neutron level, you'll actually see that everything is united, comes from a single source, and that is Hashem. The same idea is hinted in the letter Aleph. The letter Aleph has the numerical value, the gematria of one, but the word Aleph can also be pronounced Aleph, meaning a thousand, multiplicity. And this, the first letter of the alphabet, comes to teach us that even though we see the multiplicity of everything in the world, we know that everything comes from a single source, from Hashem.